Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. On this show, I discuss how I went against everything I believe and bought a shitcoin. I'm at my prime. Hey, hey, I'm at my prime. Whoa. Said I'm at my prime. I've messed up, right? I'm going to be honest with you all here. I've done the thing that I've told none of you to do. I've done the thing that I've told so many people not to do. And I fucked up. And this is the reason that I tell people not to do it. Because guess what? You fuck up, right? And this is regarding investments. This is regarding crypto. This is revolving me losing five figures in like 2 days. Fuck's sake. So everyone knows, right, who knows me really well. I'm like, look, cool guys, you got to get on this crypto bandwagon, buy Bitcoin, buy nothing else. Bitcoin's all that matters. Bitcoin, 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 trust Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to get to the moon. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Brackets, not violent advice, Bitcoin. And everyone knows, do that, right? And if we go right back to a while back, I may have mentioned a podcast about something called Crypto Zoo and these eggs. And I stayed up really late and I bought these eggs. And I still believe to this day that these eggs will probably be a good investment, right? But I also believe in opportunity cost. And if you've got 10 grand in some eggs or whatever, like, you know, that's going to be a problem because that capital isn't going to be working anywhere else. But anyway, I want to park that idea. I think that was stupid. Well, it kind of makes sense, but I think it's stupid at the same time. Park that idea. I decided about 7 days ago to invest in some shit coins for fun. Right. And the idea was put a couple of grand in some shit coins and see if it becomes something else. Right. We'd seen these Shiba Inus, these Doge coins, these shit coins go from basically nothing to something. We saw the guy put 8 grand in and get 5 billion. And we've seen some huge, huge moves. And I was like, right, you know what? I'm going to put a couple of grand in and just going to see what happens. I'm going to play the markets. And guess what I found out? Guess what I found out is that no one knows the fucking markets. Even someone with the ego the size of me can't figure it out. So what I did was I was like, do you know what? Like this, you know, and we get this straight. You know, I got into Solana at like $20 or no, $10. I got into Chainlink at $2. I got into Herald at like $15, right? And they're all now like $300, $250, $30, etc. So like, those three had done really, really well. And I was really kind of backing my horses coming into this, thinking that I can find some nice, cheap alts. And this is what I did. I did the thing that I shouldn't have done. And I got carried away. And here's what I did. I was like, this Crypto Zoo thing where I bought the eggs from, this makes a lot of fucking sense, right? And they're going to need, if you look at the white paper, because this is some actual research, if you look at the white paper, it says in the white paper that to hatch these eggs, you need the token. And hatching day is the 3rd of November. So in theory, if when hatching day starts, people are going to have to run and buy this token to be able to utilize a token to be able to hatch the egg. But that to me made so much sense, right? Basic supply and demand. The zoo token is required to hatch the egg, right? So when on hatching day, make sure you have the token because people will buy the token, hence pushing the price up. That all made fucking sense. That to me is really fucking good, right? That is, you found an opportunity, you found a date to invest, and you found the reason to invest. And also, to be honest with you, I was thinking, bang, buy some of the 2nd of November, you know, let it spike on the 3rd/4th of November, pull it out, get your 10, 15x, move to another shitcoin. That is what I fucking thought. And this is what happened. I decided to put in 2K just before, like this is a while back, right? And I kind of forgot that 2K kind of left it to do its own thing because I thought at the time, this makes sense, buy the eggs, buy the coins. And then when I decided to do this little initiative of putting a couple grand in, I thought, you know what? This hatching day thing's coming up. I'll drop some money, I think put like 2K, 2.5K or something into these tokens again with the hope that it's going to, you know, increase. So I put it in at 220 I'm gonna say numbers. It isn't what it means, okay? Because it's like 0.00000. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at this as 220,000 is what they're at, right? So 220,000. And then they release the hatching event, and it gets to like 300,000 thingy crack. I mean, the money here have done really, really well. And then the hatching is launched and it's broken. Don't fucking work, right? The fucking system isn't working. The fucking the program is not working. So this thing crashes, mate. It crashes. I've got to laugh. I'll cry. This thing crashes to like, I don't know, 110,000, right? So I basically my investment is halved. It's halved straight away, gone. And I'm thinking, my dad's at this point. I'm thinking, right, I should probably dollar cost average some more in here, because it can't get much fucking lower than 110,000, can it? So I get home and I guess it's 140,000. So I buy about 3,000 more. About 3,000 more or something, maybe 4,000 more, can't remember that number. At 140,000, right? So I bought at 220, it dropped to 110. By the time I got to home, it's about 140. So I bought about 140. So my average price, let's just say average price, make it nice and easy, is about 180,000, right? So it's not terrible, it's not great. 180,000. And we're sitting at 140,000, right? It's crashing, it's coming back, it's bobbling around 140,000. And I think, you know what? It's like 11:30 at night. I think, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. This whole fucking hatching thing has been an absolute disaster. But, you know, I'm in for 180,000 average price. You know, we'll wake in the morning. The hatching will be solved. We have no problem at all. So, oh, my days. I was just buying Bitcoin. So I'm sitting there. It's 140,000. I wake up in the morning and my phone's playing up. Right? My phone's all over the fucking place. I don't know what happened to it. It wasn't working. So I grabbed my iPad and I got my a chart up, and there's another Zoo token that they had before, and I went on it and it said 700,000, right? 700,000. So I've gone from, you know, my average 180. I was like I'm sitting there thinking, you know, absolutely timed it. The theory was right. People need this token. Well, blah, 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 blah. My phone starts working again, and I go on to check the balance, and it's fucking down again. I'm like, what's going on here? It should be 700,000. Turns out it was a different Zoo token, like one from before. The actual price was 80,000. Yeah, so it was a 220,000 before. I bought more, 140,000. It's now like, it was like 80,000. It could have even been 70,000. It was low, right? Thank you for fuck's sake. Now, you know, if you're going to commit to your dollar cost averaging, you buy more, don't you? You go in and you go, right, it's come down again. I'll pick up more. I'm now going to average out 140. At this point, I'm thinking, I'm not fucking dollar cost averaging this anymore. This is a complete and utter sham. So then I started going on all the forums and stuff, and people are going, this product is absolute bizarre. It's been backed by Logan Paul, the YouTuber. It's fucking on its ass. People started hatching their actual NFTs, and they were literal Shutterstock images. Like, literally... It was literally like, you know, I got an orca whale, right, as one of my eggs. And it's literally, if you type an orca whale on the Shutterstock, it'd be the orca whale that comes up on Shutterstock. And yeah, and currently, let's just see what it's actually at now. I haven't looked all day. I've just been too, like, fucking embarrassed, you know, to actually look at this, because it's just so fucking bad, man. Okay, here we go. He opens it. It's currently, and this is half past nine right now, on Thursday the 4th. So hatching day was yesterday. We're currently, oh wait, hold tight. That was the old one. I thought I'd made a load of money again, but I actually didn't. Here we go. I'm so confused. I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore. There's so many fucking ones popping around on here called Zoo. And I'm not on my normal laptop, so I have absolutely no idea what I'm looking at anymore. Hang tight. I want you to understand now the actual current cost basis. get the actual URL. So I don't know, like an absolute tip while doing this. Right, here we go. The current price. Oh, fuck it now. 97,000. So, you know, it's been a fucking catastrophe, basically. I'm just zooming out now at this chart. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's a shocker. It's an absolute shocker. Among PooCoin, which, you know, describes the quality of the token I bought. Actually, hang about it. I think this is actually worse than I thought. Let me just zoom in. I think this is actually worse than I thought. Okay, no, we're good. We're at 98,000. So I actually thought it was at 9,000 then. Like, I thought I'd have gone, I just thought we were going to go from 220,000 to 9,000. And just so you understand, I'm not saying $220,000, obviously. It's like just the way I'm understanding it in my head. So yeah, man, we're like less than half. I've got some of these eggs or whatever. So as it currently stands, I'm five figures in the hole with this bloody bullshit project, right, that I thought was the fucking moon. And I'll tell you the reason it hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out because the project has been built wrong, right? If you read the white paper and you look at the economics and the setup, it makes so much fucking sense, right? But unfortunately, we're living in a world now where anybody can create tokens, anybody can create NFTs, anyone can say they're creating projects, which basically is meaning that, you know, if you read it and you understand the blockchain and how things work, then yeah, fucking, you definitely invest. And a friend of mine who's really big into it, you know, like serious money in Bitcoin, he put huge amounts of money into this because he, again, was like, this makes so much fucking sense. But their way they've implemented it and the way they tried to create this project has basically meant that it's been a disaster from start to finish. So all I'm saying here is we can try and run around and try and find these quick fixes and quick monies. But I honestly believe that 9.5 out of 10 times, unfortunately, you're going to end up being stung. And it's not necessarily going to be your fault for making a bad decision, right? But it, you know, there could be a bad implementation. There could be a hack. There could be something else that you don't quite understand, which means to me, what I'm saying and what I will stand by is there is no point chasing these projects. There is just no point. Because these projects are low market caps, underutilized, underseen for a reason, right? They're at that point simply because nobody else is risking it. And there needs to be a certain level where a consensus goes, you know what, this makes sense now for us to invest. And I just don't think it's worth the risk for us to find out the hard way. Now, yeah, you can tell me about the guy that got into Shiba Inu with $8,000 and made $5 billion. Yeah, and but tell me another story where that's happened. Or tell me the number of times that other people have done the same thing and that, you know, 8,000 turned to zero. So this story, this Pete fucked up on crypto, is ironic for so many reasons, right? The first reason it's ironic is because I sit on this podcast every single week and I hype Bitcoin, right? And I decided to take five figures into a shitcoin and get shat out. And it's my own fault. It's my absolute own fault. It's also bad for another reason, is that I'm a huge, huge believer in opportunity cost, right? And I will document this in my mind right now, that this is how much I put into it. And if I had to put this into Bitcoin or something a bit safer, where would it have been? You know, if I just simply put this into the NASDAQ, you know, the NASDAQ has done 14% this week alone. So the amount of money that I made already would have been up 14%. So, you know, I think we overcomplicate the dramas in many of these things, which all chasing the fastest return possible. And yet again, we've just realized straight there, what's the fucking point? Bitcoin is doing 200% every single year. 200% is really fucking good, right? I don't need to make 20,000%. I don't need to make 200,000%, because the reason is, if I'm doing those risks to get the 200,000%, I'm also have a chance of going to zero as well. So, you know, this podcast for me is about being open and honest. And when I fuck up, I'll be open and honest. And I'm going to call this podcast, I Bought Crypto Zoo. and here's what happened. Because I think that A, there'll be a lot of people now looking for answers about this project, and B, I want to be able to find this in the future when I come and find, you know, find things on this. CryptoZoo as a project made so much fucking sense. In reality, it's completely fucked up. Well, if you look at economics, and I truly believe the only way out of this for the investors, unfortunately, is to sit it out and hope that the project comes good. And hope that in maybe a year's time, when it, all the bugs are out of it and it's working, that Logan Paul shouts about it. Because if this is left to, for the next 6 months, it's going to bobble around, then it's just going to be around about where it is now, and there's not going to be much hype in it, and we're going to have to wait for it to pump. So the two options are try and get out to it the moment you can, try and get out of it now, or hope that it the white paper comes through and the founder doesn't quit the project. So I think I'm going to hold out. I'll definitely hold out with my eggs, I think. But I'll probably sell my tokens pretty much the moment I can break even on them, I think. Because I just don't think there's much use case. Like, it's said in the white paper that users need the tokens to hatch. They don't, which basically makes the tokens rendered useless. And I think it's because these guys just don't know what they're doing, to be honest. I don't think they're very good developers. I think they're good hype men. So yeah, just thought I'd have a little quick 15 minutes on me fucking up. And if you are here from the CryptoZoo hype and you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I basically just talk about my daily fuckings up as an entrepreneur. And some things have gone well, as the guys who listen to this podcast will know. Some of the things have gone well. But I also talk about the things that have gone really badly, and this is one of them. Terrible investment. Absolute shocker. Oh, well. I've also started a new business with Tim Lovejoy from Sunday Brunch and Soccer AM, which is amazing. Amazing, 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 amazing. It's going to go live in January. Tim's an amazing person. You know, I was on his podcast, and then I just got chatting to him. And then he started using Unthin. He's really, you know, really liking the product. He's been on it for about a couple of weeks now. So 6 months time, you know, let's check him out. But also, you know, we got to chat about business and opportunities, and we just kind of had a conversation going, and there's some really amazing opportunities for us to get involved with. So, so we kind of got something over the line and launched there, which, you'll see in the new year. Really exciting times, both for us and also for Tim. I'm sure he won't mind me saying it. It's really, really exciting, the things we're working on. So, you know, this is just about working with like-minded individuals who are on a mission to make something great. And when I spoke to Tim, I realized that he's on a mission in a very certain way, and it's a mission that I can help with and that our team can help with. And I think it's amazing what we can do together. So generally, we'll be launching the business. All legals are done now. So hopefully we go and achieve great things together, which is amazing. Today, this week, been relatively uneventful, to be honest with you. Actually, that's a lie. The Facebook ad to Unthin went down on Monday and Tuesday. Got them back up on the Wednesday, which hampered new business kind of quite badly there. We're spending quite a decent chunk of cash now on Facebook ads. So having a couple of days down of that, it affected us slightly in terms of new business. But we've hit a really big milestone there now in that firm. So that's really, really good fun. Looking at launching the next pharmaceutical product, which is in the branding phase, and also the site design phase, which is cool. That should be done in the next, I'd say, 3 to 6 months, depending on a few different things. Hired our first customer service and dispatch person for Unthin, which is cool. Recruitment's going better, which is great fun. And yeah, we just started talking to a few people for Ripple about the mortgage company, about getting some self-employed mortgage brokers. So loads going on. But for me personally, kind of uneventful. Had a couple of new business pitches at Distract, but kind of uneventful. So yeah, just doing my day job, just keeping the pounds and pence coming in so I can waste it on stupid tokens like CryptoZoo. Side note, played football on Sunday. Don't know if where you were was the same, but the hail was insane. I have never played on a football pitch that was so bad conditions in my life. The ref should have cancelled the game. It was like a thunderstorm. The pitch next to us had a tree fall down on it, apparently. I didn't see it. And we were stood in hail, with the wind I've never seen before in my life. And he didn't even stop the game. Didn't even time it out. Went 1-0 up, lost 3-1. Wasn't great. But yeah, the good thing about this is at the moment I'm consistently starting, which for me, I'm a below average football player. I just try really, really hard to just start. And I'll take that. I'll take that every single day of the week. And the thing that I've realised, and I'm very open with, is that when you know your shit, but you know your benefits, and the benefits of me is that I know I'm shit, but I try really hard and I have a great bit of fun doing it, right? And if you know that your work ethic is better than others, so yeah, I'm a worse player, but I work harder, then you know how to play on the pitch, and I just run a lot. I just run a lot and shoot a lot, and that's kind of my tactic anyway. But yeah, another game on Sunday. Hopefully I get that one started as well, because then I'll be last four games at the start, which would be nice. It shows the manager appreciating what I'm doing. I can't remember if I've talked about 30 under 30. I think I did think about 30 under 30. But right now, I'm drinking some Horlicks, which, you know, sorry for being 68, but I'm drinking some Horlicks. And it's really, really cold in this place at the moment. So I've got the heaters on, and I live in like a flat. So these heaters are all electric. So my electricity bill's going to be mental. So I've closed the doors. I'm in this one room, got my Horlicks to the left of me, got a couple of candles going. And tomorrow is Friday, as you all may know. And I have absolutely nothing planned tomorrow at work. So I'm just going to get on top of my speaking events because, as you know, I'm keynoting the BT Marketing Expo on the 16th of November. So I need to get my talk sorted for that. But everything's going well apart from my disastrous investment. Hope everything's going fabulous for you guys. As always, hit me up on Instagram at PWATO with any questions you may have. That's PWATTO. And peace, love, rock and roll, and have an amazing week.